Hey everybody, it's July 6th. Welcome to Pray Today. If you're new joining us for Pray Today, I want to welcome you. And we are talking about Proverbs this month. We are in chapter 6, and I found a couple verses out of chapter 6 I'd like to share with you today. We're kind of staying in this topic of, we are in this topic of sexual purity in the 27th through the 29th verses. It just gets done talking about warning against adultery specifically, but I think it's very fair for us to talk about sexual purity altogether with this. But it says this, verse 27 to 29, "Can a man scoop fire into his lap without his clothes being burned? Can a man walk on hot coals without his feet being scorched? So is he who sleeps with another man's wife. No one who touches her will go unpunished." Those are some pretty strong words here about sexual immorality. As we talk about staying sexually pure, I want to just ask you this question. What does the devil use in your life to lure you or tempt you into sexual sin or lust? And I know that this applies for most people, that there is something that the devil tends to use to get our mind in places that it shouldn't be, and sometimes even in actions that we shouldn't be taking. Does the enemy use the media that you choose to watch, be it a movie or a sitcom, or something that is very sexual in nature, or books that you read? Maybe it's the company that you keep that hypersexuality is very openly talked about, or inappropriate talk that would lead you down a road into temptation or into sin. What about places that you go? Are there places that you go that make it harder for you to be sexually pure? Or sites on the internet that you visit that lead you down that road into temptation? I want to encourage you today to do a couple things. I want to encourage you to recognize the devil's schemes. Recognize what he uses in your life to try to tempt you into sexual impurity. And then I want to encourage you to, now that you have thought about what he uses, how can you set boundaries so that you don't fall into sexual sin? Do you need to stop watching that? Do you need to keep the office door open? Do you need to subscribe to a website that sends out all of the websites that you've been on to an accountability partner? What do you need to do? Do you need to say goodbye to some friends maybe who lead you down a path that's not healthy for you? I don't know what it is for you, but that's what I'd like to pray about with you today as we as a church commit to, remember, making a covenant with our eyes that we will not sin. Let's pray together. Lord, this is a tough topic for us to talk about just because there's so much sex in this world. And Lord, you created sex to be beautiful. You created sex to be something that's pure and done within the confines of marriage. And Lord, I just ask you that you would help us to not buy a cheap imitation of what you created. And Lord, sexual temptation is out there for people so young and clear up to adults and seniors even, Lord. And I just pray that you would protect us, that we would be able to recognize even those little things that place our mind in places it shouldn't be, those things that we find ourselves thinking about or focusing on that have no place in a follower of Jesus's lives. Lord, I just pray for purity for this church family. Would you, through the remembering and the nudging by the Holy Spirit, to be able to maybe see some things that we had blinders on for, and from. And Lord, would you just lead us in your way? We want to be righteous, and we want to not only be strong in our faith, but we want to make sure that we're pure and that others see the purity that we have committed to. And so, God, I lift up my church family to you and my family to you, and ask for purity to be so high on our list of things we need to pay attention to as we want to walk with you and we want to be righteous and upright. Lord, thank you for forgiving us for past mistakes that we have made. We thank you, Lord, for showing mercy to us when we struggle with things. But Lord, we know that we are to recognize and to deal with sin in our lives. And so any of us hearing this today, Lord, who are struggling with sexual sin, lust or pornography or an illicit relationship, or maybe it's an emotional connection with somebody that's inappropriate that could turn in to more than that, Lord, would you just protect us and guide us in your ways? And Lord, we want to be pure before you, and we need your help with that. We thank you for always giving us what we need, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.